Is the binding and loosing of demons biblical?
One of the most common expressions in contemporary Christianity is, "I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus." Biblically, however, the phrase binding and loosing has nothing whatsoever to do with demons. First, when Jesus told the disciples, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven," he was not talking about demons, but discipline. In other words, in the context of church discipline, those who repent are to be loosed or restored to fellowship, and those who persist in sin are to be bound or removed from fellowship. Demons are totally foreign to the context. Furthermore, humans are not authorized anywhere in Scripture to bind or loose Satan. Even the archangel Michael did not dare to tackle Satan on his own. Despite his wisdom and power, he called on God to rebuke Satan. Christians should never suppose that they're smart enough to engage Satan on their own. Rather, they, like Michael, should pray, "The Lord rebuke you." Finally, while it makes sense to ask the Lord to bind the power of demons in the sense of thwarting their plans to undo us, to loose Satan and his minions makes no sense at all. Thus, common sense alone should be enough to convince us that biblically binding and loosing has nothing whatsoever to do with demons. A passage to ponder. Matthew 18:15-20. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you've won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them.